Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Okay, Mark, this week's poem. By background, Americans are reaching older ages in far greater numbers than they ever have before. Just by way of example, the average life expectancy at birth has increased from 47 in the year 1900 to over 78 years old in 2010. Now, of course, heart disease, cancer, and stroke have become the leading killers among older adults, while deaths due to things like infections have decreased, except in places like Rwanda, where I am currently working. It is key to engage in discussions with older people about their goals of care. Older people differ greatly in their physiologic function. So this wide heterogeneity in health status among older adults means that treatment decisions, both preventive and therapeutic, should be considered based on individual needs, not on some chronologic age. And all treatments should aim to preserve function and maximize quality. Now, it's also true that many older adults in the U.S., and women in particular, receive screening tests that are inappropriate for their age or health status. Conversely, they do not receive other screening tests and preventive interventions like immunizations and counseling that are highly recommended. Primary care doctors categorize disease and health promotion into three levels. There's primary, secondary, and tertiary. Primary prevention aims to avert the development of disease. Secondary prevention focuses on early detection and treatment of asymptomatic disease, things like mammograms and colonoscopies. And tertiary prevention seeks to identify established conditions with the goal of preventing further morbidity or mortality. Now, the question that this week's poem asks is, what do older people want with regard to secondary cancer screening? So this week's poem comes from the journal Age and Aging. It is published in 2013, volume 42, and it starts on page 770. It asks the clinical question, what are the cancer screening preferences of elderly patients? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, they, you know, as you said, we often, you know, and I guess I might disagree with you a little bit. I think there are some times when I would say age alone might be a reasonable criterion to stop, and we certainly do organize our screening that way. But, you know, we can talk about that a little bit later. In this case, the clinicians, the researchers, surveyed the cancer screening preferences of British residents. They were all between the ages of 60 and 74 years. And they had almost 1,000 respondents, and they came from all over Great Britain, geographically representative of Great Britain, not necessarily of the U.S. And with a different health system, you might expect, particularly a health system in Britain where they spend about half what we do in this country per capita or less, and there are greater limits on the use of expensive cancer drugs and things like that, and dialysis, you might expect a greater acceptance of some of these limits. So they found that, and they administered these, they went into the home with like a tablet computer and actually did these face-to-face interviews, and 75% of the respondents, so 3 out of 4, disagreed with age-based exclusions from cancer screening. So, for example, saying if you're 85 and older, you shouldn't have colonoscopy anymore. If you are, and in Great Britain, I think actually those age-based exclusions are begin at a younger age. So I think we have to take that into account. Approximately 80% wanted a strong recommendation for opt-in strategy. So basically allowing people to opt in if they wanted to, but only about 1 in 4 would actually choose this option for themselves. So most of them thought the option should be there. Most of them also would not have chosen to opt in for screening at a more advanced age. For a lot of these tests, they just mail out a reminder to the patient directly from a central site and say it's time for your mammogram, it's time for your colonoscopy, time for your aneurysm screening. And so they would, an opt-in strategy means that they would not be sending out a routine reminder to an 85-year-old, but if they wanted to have the screening, they could get it done. So, yes. Yeah, it's, this is difficult. I think that we're running up against this a lot more as our population ages, as people become more empowered healthcare consumers. And you have some very healthy 75, 80-year-olds out there for whom they make perfect sense to continue this screening because they have, likely to have a 10, 15, 20-year lifespan from age 75. On the other hand, we have chronically ill 75-year-olds for whom colonoscopy and mammography make no sense at all, yet a significant number of those severely ill, chronically ill patients with an expected lifespan less than 5 years, many of them continue to get these tests recommended for them. So I think we have problems on both sides. I kind of like the way the current recommendation is crafted for colonoscopy, which says keep doing it until 75, 75 to 85. You need to individualize it. Look at your patient. Look at their health problems. Think about that. And after 85, don't routinely recommend it. I think that probably makes sense given what we know about the biology of colon cancer, and I think we'll increasingly see recommendations like that. The trouble is there are no trials in patients in their 80s. There are no trials at all in patients in their 80s for cancer screening. So a lot of times we're having to rely on modeling and things like that, which always makes us a little bit uncomfortable. As our knowledge evolves, we can start being more confident about those recommendations. Unfortunately, at the same time, patients are more suspicious than ever of our motives in terms of trying to save money or on the other side, trying to do procedures like colonoscopy when it's inappropriate or too often.
Anyways, Mark, thanks so much. This is a good article, and talk with you in about a week.
All right. See you later.
Good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.